The world you want. Begin to live. Be the kind of people who live. Rip. Mabel, I'm going to call the doctor. Just isn't natural anyone sleeping like that for 36 hours.
When a woman frets about a man like you've been doing, Miss Cora, she don't need a doctor. She needs a preacher. You got it bad.
Yes, I've got it bad.
Have a surprise for you. He shaved and had breakfast.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I went in to put more ice packs on him and he wasn't there. I had cold fingers up my back, Miss Cora, in the bathroom. And there he was, his face all over soap. Just gave him the biggest breakfast a man ever had. So you can stop worrying. Get that look out of your eyes.
Have I got that look in my eyes?
If you have, keep there.
Oh, Rip. You're all right.
Thanks to the fancy bivouac mic, I never had a better night's sleep.
Two nights in a day.
Well, that's what I call real and hospitality.
I've been packing all the time you slept.
Huh?
For our trip.
Oh, yes, that little trip to paradise. I remember something about that just before I...
Are there any stops we have to make on the way?
Washington, D.C. After that...
Rip, do they have taxicabs where we're going?
What kind of a question is that?
Well, maybe we won't have to touch any of my money. It's been nothing but trouble, and I thought taxicabs are your business, and I'd like to start out fresh with you.
Mike, I may be a sucker for saying this, but from here on, it's a deal. Anything you want, any way you want to go, the two of us.
Darling.
Now, while you break, Bob.
Here? Who?
A guy named McGee.
McGee? Why?
Rip,
where in the world have you been? I was afraid you were never coming back. What on earth kept... What are you doing here? What's happened? Where's Rip?
Don't get excited, Mike. He's climbing up the back stairs. I come up the elevator. He figured the cops was following him, and they picked him up carrying this. He'd get 1 to 10 in the big house for sure.
What is it?
A persuader and a couple of things you might call coaxes. Don't touch him now. But Murdoch says them things don't need much to start coaxing.
What does he want?
I'm sorry, Mike. This is where I get off. Pleased to have met you. You're cozy. I'll say that. Real cozy.
You sure nobody tailed me here?
Not a shadow, chum. I had you spotted all the way.
Okay, thanks, chum.
Don't mention it, pal. It pricked up the whole day.
You all set?
Oh, Rip, at last. That man scared me half to death.
Where are your bags?
Mabel puts them in the car.
Good. Where's McGee's junk?
He wouldn't let me touch it. What is it, Rip? What are you going to do?
Well, after a little call on Martinelli, we're hitting the highway to the next stop on the main line. We'll catch the midnight there.
Please, Rip, let's go away right now. Drive to New Orleans and get a train there. Martinelli won't ever know what happened to us. I don't care about anything except I just want to be with you.
And leave your fingerprints behind us on that gun?
Do it my way. I'll never ask you anything again, I promise. Don't you push me, darling.
Chucking your fingerprints in the Gulf will be my last pitch, Mike.
Martinelli won't ever give up that gun, and this time you might be killed.
That'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Darling.
You know, my trouble is I never should have let you sing that song. Is there any other reason why I shouldn't see Martinelli again?
Oh, please, Rip, don't start being suspicious again. I told you.
Yeah. Well, then I'll need your help. I wouldn't ask for it if I could swing it alone, but I'll need you to open the back door to Martinelli's office.
Please, Rip.
How about it?
All right. What can I do?
Well, you can start by crawling out of my pocket. Getting full size, big girl. Personal, Lieutenant.
Chief just wants to talk to you.
I'm booked for tonight. Open that closet door. All right, that's far enough. The cigar. Here, cut off and look at that curtain cord. Okay, Lieutenant, drop him. Behind your back. Down on your belly.
Cradle of what?
Cradle will do. Tie him up, Mike, and tight. Wrist first and then the ankles and a few loops hooking them together. Well, not that tight, Mike. Even a homicide man has blood in his.
That's more I can say for you, my doc.
Well, I'm really a sweet guy, Lieutenant. Once I get clear of this beachhead, I'll write you a letter about that burned body in the morgue. Then they'll make you captain.
Yeah, me and your friend Charlie Wilson.
Will that do?
Yeah, okay, and get Mabel. What do you weigh, Lieutenant? You got a watch?
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down here till 12:30. Then let him out and give him his gun back.
Don't worry, Mabel. No one will do anything to you.
I ain't ever worried since my first husband. Come back and see us again. Gulf City won't be the same without you two.
Hey, good night, kid. Geronimo.
Good evening, Mr. Chandler.
Good evening, Joe.
Are you sure it can't wait? He's got an awful grouch on.
You don't think I enjoy coming here, do you?
Okay, it's your funeral.
No, you can't handle this from Detroit. I know Beretta's in this with him. Do as I say.
Or... didn't he tell you I didn't wish to be disturbed?
Important.
Told her you were busy, boss. She said it wouldn't hold.
Well, what is it?
Murdoch's down at the bar. He followed me out here.
Murdoch?
Why didn't you buzz me?
I didn't see him, boss.
Well, go down. Get him. Bring him up here.
I'll go out this way. I don't want to see him.
You have to jerk the bolt. It sticks a little. Unfortunately, I found it wiser.
Get him up.
Beat it, Mike. Keep the motor running and the headlights on.
Geronimo, Rip.
You got the gun that killed Chandler. I want it and quick.
Who told you that? Not Coral.
On the button.
She couldn't have told you about the gun unless you blackmailed it out of her. She has the shrewdness of a primitive...
He ain't nowhere now.
Kick it shut and lock it.
Yeah, sure.
Move over.
Turn.
Keep your right hand up and reach for your gun with your left. And slow. One quick move and you, war friend. Drop it on the floor. Kick it over toward the window. closer. One more step. Yeah, that's about right. How's the tempo of the music, friend? Suit you? Here's a little melody for you. One of my favorite tunes. Now I'll take that gun. Get over to the safe or wherever you keep it.
The safe? My dear sir, I'm bewildered. Carl knows it wasn't in my safe. She went through everything in it after blackjacking you.
Start moving.
Simple logic, Shu. If she hadn't taken Johnny's letter, and if I still had it, would I have asked you to repeat it from memory instead of reading it myself?
Never mind the cute talk. Just get that gun.
Maybe I ought to tell you, she's my wife. She was my wife when she married Chandler. The divorce.
You're a sharp boy on the angles, aren't you? Beretta warned me you could spin him off every cushion. For a minute, I almost believed you.
Are you in love with her? That hadn't occurred to me. Tell me, did she mention anything about it was a blue world? Did she tell you she was a car hop once in Texas? Well, she wasn't. That was the story she gave old man Chandler. She came from the slums of Detroit. She was my girl in Detroit. You want that gun, Murdoch? Unless you want to send a beautiful little Coral to the electric chair.
Maybe I'll wipe her fingerprints off and put yours on her just to make sure you pay off for burning Johnny down.
The weakness of your position, Mr. Murdoch, is that if you shoot me, obviously you destroy the possibility of finding out where the gun is.
You worry about your position. I'll take care of mine. Come, friend.
My position is equally clear. Since I was in it with her, that gun could send both Carl and me to the chair. And particularly under these circumstances, I find a bullet relatively... a good last gesture. Just shoot straight and make it fast, will you?
Oh, mushy and hard at the core, eh? I counted on that, too. These babies are out of Tojo by Hitler. Creeping jelly, our ordnance used to call them. Because they crawl, and where they crawl, they burn. Not quick like the chair, but slow and to the bone.
Man, are you crazy?
Either I get that Chandler gun... the slow broiler for you, even if we all cook.
You're insane. Can't you see I'm telling the truth? Miller was so anxious, he not only offered her marriage, he told her he had a bad heart. In 6 months, she'd come into all his money.
On a level, friend.
Then after the marriage, I found out from the doctor that the old man might live to be 80.